From Washington, this is VOA News. The Ukrainian Prime Minister is preparing for a diplomatic push for a U.S. visit. And Israel displays the arms it says were destined for Gaza. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. The Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk is preparing for a diplomatic push on his nation's political crisis. Mr. Yatsenyuk is due in Washington for talks on Wednesday with U.S. President Barack Obama. The two leaders are to discuss the standoff over Crimea, the strategic southern Ukrainian peninsula with a Russian-speaking majority. Meanwhile, the Crimean government on Monday officially invited the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe to monitor a March 16th referendum that will ask voters if they would like Crimea to become part of Russia. Malaysian officials say they are set to significantly expand the search area for a missing Malaysian Airlines passenger jet that disappeared Saturday with 239 people on board. The head of the Malaysian Civil Aviation Authority says the search area will be enlarged Tuesday after several days of looking with no signs of the missing plane. Dozens of ships and planes from several countries have been searching within a 92-kilometer radius from the point where the plane disappeared over the South China Sea. The mystery deepened Monday with investigators concluding that oil slicks found off the coast of Vietnam are not connected to the aircraft. Meanwhile, a Vietnamese official with the Regional Maritime Search and Rescue Coordination Center, who did not want to be named, confirmed to VOA's Vietnamese service today that there have been no signs of the Boeing 777, despite reports of debris being found. Libyan officials say government forces have seized a tanker loaded with crude oil that a separatist militia was attempting to export in defiance of the country's central authorities. Military and oil industry sources said Monday that the Libyan Navy had intercepted the ship as it attempted to leave the eastern port of As-Sidra and was leading it to a port controlled by the state. A rebel spokesman had earlier denied they had lost control of the ship. The vessel, Morning Glory, is a North Korean flagged, but it's not clear who actually owns it. Israel has displayed weapons from an intercepted ship it says were being sent from Iran to militants in the Gaza Strip. Iran has denied the charge, as we hear from VOA Scott Bob in Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu displayed the arms at a news conference in the Red Sea port of Eilat. Mr. Netanyahu accused the world of standing by while the Iranian government arms Gaza militants who threaten millions of Israelis.
There are those who would prefer that we not hold this news conference here today. They feel uncomfortable that we show what is really happening inside Iran. They prefer that we continue to nurture the illusion that Iran has changed direction.
But he says the facts we are showing on this platform prove the exact opposite. Israel announced the weapons discovery last week after boarding a Panamanian-flagged ship in the Red Sea. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency has warned Afghan citizens against participating in the April 5th presidential election and ordered its fighters to use all force possible to disrupt the election. Ayaz Ghul reports from Islamabad that the Islamist group's statement marks its first formal threat of violence to prevent the election process.
The upcoming presidential election is considered key to Afghanistan's stability after the NATO-led coalition ends its combat mission in December. The poll would mark the country's first democratic transfer of power. But security remains the biggest challenge facing the democratic process, and the Taliban threat is likely to fuel those fears. A Taliban statement Monday condemned the election as an American conspiracy, urging Afghans to completely reject it and not put themselves in danger by going to the polls. It said Taliban fighters have been ordered to disrupt the elections. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Oscar Pistorius vomited in court today as he heard graphic testimony about the injuries sustained by his girlfriend when he fatally shot her. The repeated retching and vomiting caused the judge to briefly delay the proceedings and asked the athlete's lawyer to attend to his client. Pistorius was listening to testimony from the pathologist who performed the autopsy on the body of his girlfriend, model Reva Stenkamp. This included a description of bullet wounds Stenkamp suffered to her hand, hip, arm, and head when Pistorius shot her through a locked bathroom door in 2013. I'm Frances Alonso, VOA News.